There's absolutely no doubt about it. We have been in constant contact with the PSNA to try and discover where these people are coming from. They believe it's more than likely a cross-border gang, so they're possibly travelling in from somewhere in the south. The vehicle that they are using, it's still on the road. In fact, it was on the road last night. The only difference is they changed the number plates. So last night it was using the number plate LEZ3816. It's a black BMW 1 Series, and it has been spotted in the area, the South Armagh area, on quite a number of occasions. It has even been spotted at a filling station in the Killian area as well, filling up with four or five young fellas in the car.
So they're in the same car, they're just changing the plates, but they're not caught yet?
They haven't been caught yet, and I can't say for definite that they have committed all of the robberies, but by all indications, they have committed the majority of the robberies. There is still an opportunity for other people to slip in and out as well, you know, and take advantage. But the incredible thing it is, there's been a massive response, you know, from the community, absolutely massive. But unfortunately, the biggest culprit in all of this is fear, the fear of crime. And while maybe, say, in relative terms, it's a small amount of houses that have actually been broken into, there has been quite a number of attempts where they weren't successful. But you have a massive amount of people just living behind their door this week and last week and tonight, living in fear. You know, we've called a meeting tonight for the Neighbourhood Watch team to come together. And I was speaking to one of the lads, you know, to get him down, and he said that he wouldn't be there until 8 o'clock because he has to sit with a neighbour from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock while her husband is out at work because she's afraid to be in the house on her own. Like, we have never experienced that before. In my lifetime, even through the conflict, you know, people left their back doors open. You know, people were in and out. You just simply didn't have... You might have had the odd break-in, but you certainly never had that level of crime. And it has been just incredible this last 2 weeks.
But you mentioned there, Declan, that the community response has been amazing. It's been, although there is the fear, the community has rallied. It has been down to a lot of people calling the police, picking up the phone and saying, this is going on. These people are acting suspiciously.
Yeah.
So how can you encourage people to put aside their fear and keep reporting these instances?
Well, there's no doubt, you know, people have done that because judging from the response we were getting on Facebook is obviously a brilliant means of communication, and the Camlet Community Association has a Facebook page, and you know, we constantly put up, you know, publicising events and any issues that are anything that's going on in the area, but we've never had a response like the response we're getting over this particular issue. And people are really coming back, you know, because there is anger as well as fear. And obviously anger is motivating people to be more alert, to be more vigilant, look out for their neighbours. And, you know, quite a number of people have, you know, literally gone out and walked around their own estates to act as, at the very least, a deterrent and, you know, to observe. And we have got good communication, like, you know, with the PSNA. They have stepped up their patrols. They will call in with us on a nightly basis. And, you know, any information that we have, you know, it is passed on straight away, and they have been responding. Now, no doubt there will always be false alarms, you know, because when people are on high alert, nearly anything that moves, it becomes suspicious. But that's quite understandable, and it's better reporting it than not reporting it.
Yeah. I think that's a message that people need to know. It's better to report than not to.
Yeah, yeah.
And you mentioned there that people are taking the initiative and actually walking around the neighbourhoods. I understand a councillor started up an organised patrol between the hours that these attempted burglaries and burglaries have been happening. And have you found that that's been effective?
Yeah. Well, it was Councillor Roisin Mulgrew, and this was on the back of two robberies in Camlock, you know, one straight after the other. So people, you know, were rallied more or less to the call and came out that night. Despite the fact that we have been out, because I've been out as well, you know, you can't make it every night, but whenever you can, you do. And now, hopefully that has helped, you know, abate it to some degree, but it certainly hasn't stopped it. Even with the stepping up of patrols, these people are still intent, and coming into the area and breaking into houses wherever they see the opportunity. The unfortunate thing about it is between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock. And really, any night at that time, if you go into any park or any estate, you will find that about a third of the houses are unoccupied. You know, these guys know that. They don't need anybody to point that out. You know, you can nearly tell if, you know, when we sort of walk into the estates, you can have a fair idea, you know, which house is unoccupied. Lights are out, there's no car. And we just appeal to people, if you're going to leave, at least leave a light on. Yeah. That might help. But what they do is, if they see a house which they think is unoccupied, they will rap the door just to be sure. And if nobody answers the door, they're round the back and in through the back window or through the back door. Now, they have, on occasion, I know they did it last week, they rapped a door in Camlock and a senior citizen answered the door and startled them. And they asked her, did she need any work done? Now, this is at 8 o'clock at night. And she said no. She was suspicious straight away and rang the police and contacted ourselves. But they left. But they left and drove straight down the road to Besbrook and attempted to break into a house. Fortunately, there was somebody in the house, you know, and disturbed their attempt. And they ran. But it was the exact same car.
Yeah.
Same gang.
And what have the police told you about how the investigation's going so far or what leads they have?
Well, Inspector Lynn Corbett has been in contact with us. As she was speaking to myself on Friday to say that obviously they are stepping up their patrols, they're putting more resources into the area. They have been speaking to Angarda Síochána, you know, so they have a joint operation with Angarda Síochána to try and tie these people down. You know, despite, you know, everybody's, you know, attempt to close this down, you know, unfortunately, we just haven't been successful yet. Hopefully we have deterred them to some degree, you know, that's rather than, say, having 6 successful break-ins, they could have had maybe 30. But at the end of the day, they're still out there and they still have to be caught. They have to be apprehended. All we can do is if we see anything suspicious, we report it to the PSNA. It's there. Task their job to apprehend them.
Absolutely. And tell us about this meeting tonight, this meeting of the Neighbourhood Watch.
Well, this is to try and ensure we are doing things a wee bit more efficiently, that we're more organised, that it's not just people working on their own. You know, that's, you know, we have some type of tie-in with each other. We had Andrew Kernahan out from the PCSP. He gave us a briefing on, you know, how to set up a neighbourhood watch, what all it entails. You know, so at this moment in time, despite the fact that we, you know, are fairly well organised, officially we have yet to put the neighbourhood watch into place because we're just going through the process of, you know, putting in applications. So really it's to find out, it's more about accountability tonight, to find out, has everybody put their application in, you know, what areas are being covered, what gaps exist, you know, and how we can maybe close down those gaps. But at the end of the day, you know, we're not under any illusion. You know, you could put millions of resources into an area, and if people are determined enough, you know, to do break-ins, they will continue to do it. But at the same time, we can, you know, decrease their opportunities, you know, by our presence.
Yeah. And you can match their determination with the determination.
Absolutely, to put it. Absolutely. You know, so the people that are doing this, we're doing it on a voluntary basis, you know, but we all love our community, you know, the people that live in it. And so there's definitely a passion and conviction, you know, behind this. And we will continue to do it. We will be constantly keeping an eye on the area. So, you know, as I say, the biggest culprit is fear. You know, it's not necessarily just the break-in, it's but people, you know, are afraid of what may come. And just remain vigilant. Anything you see, make sure that the PSNA are contacted straight away, either 101 if it's something suspicious, or if you see something actually, you know, happening, 999 straight away.